proclamation number 8793 be dated the March 30th, 1964. Do non-fallen single quote spirits attain childship to God? Supplement regarding birth at 8793a. The beings which were once emanated by me carried my will as long as they were connected to me with a heartfelt bond of love. As long as I was able to permeate them with my love and thus no other will but my own was able to being them. That is, the will and thoughts concurred with my will and thoughts. And yet the beings had free will, precisely because they were created by me and were profoundly perfect beings that had the same will as me in them without having been under duress. Hence they had free will from the start, but it was not different from mine. And this similarity of will lasted for eternities, since it was not possible to disturb this similarity of their will with mine as long as these beings were permeated by my flow of love. Only when Lucifer, the first created original spirit, used his faculty of thought wrongly, when he no longer accepted my word flowing to him with a craving for love and thereby slightly weakened the flow of my strength of love, did the free will in him begin to express itself without being prevented by me, and only when he began to reject my strength of love increasingly stronger was it possible to speak of an expression of his free will which, until then, had completely concurred with my will despite it being free. At that time my first created image had to make a free decision, because I only expected the test of will of him when his will started to deviate from mine because he rejected the flow of my love's strength. And the same happened with all beings which a mutual strength of love created, which then again were prompted by Lucifer to express their will, which was free and likewise concurred with mine for as long as they received my flow of love unimpeded. They, too, began to misuse their thinking ability and associate more with Lucifer's will, and I did not prevent their free will, for I wanted them to openly test their will as to with whom they wanted to stay. Thus free will only became active when the beings closed themselves to my love, because before this their will, despite being free, completely concurred with the one from whom they emerged. The being therefore only proved its freedom of will when it rebelled against me, since prior to that its great love prevented it from willfully opposing me, for love will always share the same will as mine. It is to be said that every living creation is undeniably in possession of free will as a divine attribute because it was in my image, but it had not used this free will for eternities because it was completely as one with me and continuously stayed within the circuit of my flow of love, which meant that it did not leave the eternal order. Only Lucifer's change of thinking led to a change of his will, and I gave free rein to both his wrong thoughts as well as his wrong will, which, after an infinitely long time, affected his created beings increasingly more common, and thus the will divided and free will openly manifested itself. Therefore, when it is said that the beings were unable to want differently than was my will, then it required the state in the beginning when they only accepted my will because of their exceedingly great love for me and as a consequence of my overwhelmingly powerful emanation of love. A different will than my own was not possible in this state. Nevertheless, in the beginning the beings were not subject to a state of coercion. Instead, I only externalized each being as proof of supreme perfection. However, the fact that Lucifer and a large proportion of his followers had fallen and experienced immense wretchedness, made becoming a child of God possible. It is just that the being had to go through the deepest abyss and wage such an immense battle on its path of return to me that it thereby acquired the right of a child, whereas the non-fallen beings enjoy uninterrupted heavenly bliss and yet are not excluded from equally striving for and attaining the childship to God. All the same, I truly know what I bestow upon my living creations and which paths they must take in order to reach the highest goal. Nevertheless, it is always the unification with me which leads to their greatest bliss, and I am so close to my children that they are able to feel me and yet so far away that they will constantly strive towards me and time and again may receive my illumination of love as evidence of my presence. Amen.